Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, it is with much love that we welcome you to Ancient Awakenings, Prepare for Change. We come to Blog Talk Radio the first Sunday of every month to give non-members a chance to see if they resonate with us as light warriors and way showers. And if you feel that pull, you have been called back to your soul group. So we are pleased to get reacquainted and welcome you home. If you find yourself here, it's because you are meant to be here. You desire to remember. We gather as Ancient Awakenings to help each other prepare for our missions, bringing in the new golden age. We gather here because James McConnell, the founder of Ancient Awakenings Group, made it his mission to give us, those of the 144,000, a place to remember the ancient wisdom, share openly, learn, and reunite with family, because it's time now to return to that ancient wisdom. It's time now to fully awaken to who we truly are. My name is Zoe. I'm your call facilitator. And as always, I'm joined by Pallas Athena Rita, our resident numerologist, astrologist, spiritual counselor, and teacher. Athena, are you open? Say hi.
I am.
Hello.
Hello, so, and greetings.
Greetings to you. Today is Sunday, July 1st, 2018. And we've been speculating that it may turn out to be Truth Out July. We're looking forward to the next few days, especially the 4th, which we're hearing and hoping will be extremely special this time. Maybe it'll be one of those things that's only for those who have eyes to see or ears to hear. But hey, that's us. So we're excited. And we're extremely grateful to the White Hat Alliance, who are sacrificing to secure this for us, and to the Ascendeds, who are making sure everything goes according to plan. I saw some fireworks last night and mentally dedicated them to the Alliance. You know, where we go one. Thank you all. There's no way we could ever know everything you've done for us, but we will be forever grateful. We can promise you that. And fun fact, for all of you familiar with Nisara, it's been pointed out that July 4th is just a little bit more than 120 days before the general election, meaning we could have that required 120 days, give or take a few days. So we have time to make some announcements. Wouldn't that be cool? Personally, don't think it's time for that yet, but it's fun to speculate. Nonetheless, we should probably make the most of the time and those opportunities to go into the stillness with Sananda, as it is a means to our ultimate goal, ascension. So let's talk about what Ancient Awakenings is all about. It's about breaking free of the subjugated programming we've been under for lifetimes. And we're doing that by remembering. We're remembering the ancient wisdom that we each brought in with us lifetime after lifetime. And we're learning to use that ancient wisdom to help guide in the new golden age. We're gravitating toward the natural sciences and leaving the mainstream science behind. Actually, we're working on leaving mainstream everything behind. We're remembering how to use light and sound and frequency, and we're remembering how to heal with them and with natural medicine and with sacred geometries. We're remembering how to use crystals, numerology. We're remembering to protect our beloved Earth and all the nature that share her with us. We are awakening to the ancient wisdoms that are forcing us to readdress everything we learned in school, in society, and in life. And your awakening is making you hear things and see things that others don't hear or see, and feel things that others don't feel. There is nothing wrong with you. Your remembering is coming from deep within you. You're awakening to your innate God-given abilities that you have carried within you for eons. And remembering this is setting you free. So we come every Sunday to be in this safe place that James and Joanna have created, known as Ancient Awakenings Prepare for Change, to share our experiences and our insights with each other and support each other. And we come together as a family who have been together and have loved one another for eons, quite literally. And with a family that won't make fun of you or call you crazy. Well, we might, but only if you're in on the joke. So again, welcome home. We're glad you came. So speaking of crazy, Rita, one of the things we like to do on Blog Talk Day is to have Pallas Athena Rita teach us something from her perspective. So let's get Athena on and see what she has for us today. Athena?
Okay. Since you said that, Zoe, about astrology and numerology today, I'm going to do a little astrology and very little. But first, I'm going to give the meaning of what astrology is. And greetings to everyone out there. I'm so happy you're here and that I'm here to greet you today. Beautiful, beautiful moments in our life at this time. Now, the study of astrology, movements, and relative positions of celestial bodies interpreted as having an influence effects on humans and the natural world. Now, this is July 2018. And Leo is in strong. And Leo comes in from June the 20th to July the 20th. And Leo is the lion, which means courage. And every Leo out there must learn to have courage. And that's what they're known for, is their leadership and their courage. We are in earth, water, and fire. Now, Saturn, which is ruled to Capricorn, moves into Leo on the 16th of July, and the lessons we must learn as a result in changes in their hemisphere during the new moon. On the 16th, the new moon is in Cancer. Now, some of you might not know if you don't know about astrology, but Cancer is a water sign, and Leo is a fire sign. So that we have four elements, which is water, fire, air, and earth in astrology. So I'm going to go back and say the new moon is in Cancer, bringing in new beginnings as number one. As today is number one, which means new beginnings, and the full moon falls on the second month, running in the sign of Capricorn, which is Earth sign. The month of July will come in heavy on the hemisphere, turning retrograde and doing the full moon. So as July ends, we are now having new beginnings. And so it is. Namaste. That's it.
And so it is. Thank you very much, Rita. Lovely as always. Thank you.
You're welcome, honey.
So let me tell you how this usually works. James starts us off leading us into a guided meditation, and Sananda or one of his cohorts will step in and take over. After the meditation, we move right into channeled messages, and then, of course, our longtime hosts, One Who Serves, will pick it up right after any guests to reemphasize messages or make various points or clarify something we were discussing in the first half of the call. And then it's on to our questions. Sananda, One Who Serves, and all the Ascended Masters speak through James McConnell. Shoshana is now becoming a regular contributor to our understanding, and she's being given voice by Joanna McConnell. So again, welcome everyone, and let's have James or Sananda begin the meditation.
All right. Everybody find a quiet place. Begin to get in touch with your breathing. So we're going to start off with a short meditation and then lead into channeling from that. So begin to breathe evenly and deeply, breathing in the breath of life, exhaling out any tension, any stress, any negativity that you might have brought in with you at this point. Just let that go out with the exhalation of your breath. Just focus now on relaxing and letting go. Relaxing and letting go. Now as you breathe in the golden white light. See and know that white light moving throughout your body, filling your body with light. Just let your entire body fill with light. Now, if you would, put all of your attention at your heart center, your fourth chakra. Feel the love emanating from that center. And as you look into that heart center, see a beautiful red rose blooming. It's one beautiful red rose. Might even be able to smell the essence from it. See the beautiful color. Feel the love emanating from that area. And now as you're looking at that red rose, see it turning now into a beautiful bouquet of roses. Deep red roses. Blossoming blossoming outward from your heart center, where your heart is now filling with these beautiful roses. And as it is filling with the roses, you feel yourself being drawn into your heart center now, your consciousness. As if there were a doorway there, and you could enter in through that doorway. For I said long ago, I stand at your heart's door and knock. If you would open it, I would come in and sup with you, and you with me. Feel the love now. And at the same time now, be aware of another center just above your heart. That being called the high heart center. And there in that high heart center now, just as you did in your fourth chakra, in your fourth center, see now in this high heart center a beautiful pink rose. And the pink rose now turning into a beautiful bouquet of pink and even magenta colored roses. Beautiful. Drawing you inward there too as well. Inward and upward. And from there, feel yourself moving up. So in through the center and then upward to your fifth chakra. At the base of your throat. The thyroid gland. Then on up to your sixth, in the middle of your forehead, the ancient third eye center. And once you've moved up into that third eye center, see yourself now, feel yourself moving out through that third eye. As if it were a doorway out for your consciousness. Doorway out into the room, wherever your physical body resides now. Move out through that doorway, through that eye. And as you move out from your body, be aware of your body now, sitting or laying there. That your consciousness now is separated from the physical form. Feel yourself drawing away from your physical form. Higher and higher up into the pillar of light that has just appeared there. As you move up the pillar of light, higher and higher upward, to the point where you move above the atmosphere of the earth. You can look, turn around and look at the earth in all its glory and pristine beauty. And as you're looking at it, be aware of an energy coming from the galactic central sun as an electric blue light. Shooting down from the center of the galaxy into the solar system through our solar sun, throughout all of the planets, then the energy shooting down, but see it going down. Don't be down there now. See it shooting down to your physical body and entering the top of your head. Going down through your body. But see it as you were looking from above. Just as we see, now you see. Going down through your body to the center of the earth, core of the earth, the heart of Gaia. Then shooting back up from that core, back up through your body, back to the galactic central sun. so that your body now, way down there, has two pillars of light going through it, one from above and one from below. He wants you to become more and more accustomed to being outside of the physical form, that you are the observer self. This way, you can move beyond much of the programming that still may be holding you down to that three-dimensional illusion. Now, from the point of view, as we look down on the earth, now as you look down on the earth, and you see the Christ consciousness grid that surrounds the planet as an energy web, a golden or violet energy web. And together with all of us, all of the ships, the planet, all of the heavenly hosts, we send energy now down through you into the grid and out across the grid. See this energy now flooding around the grid and then down to the earth. As energy rain, as love, as consciousness, falling to the earth and forming a wave of energy, a wave of consciousness. We call it a tsunami of love, spreading across the planet. And everything that comes in contact with this wave changes in that moment. Some rather large changes, others just a small shift here and there. But all will be changed in the blink of an eye. See the energy washing over all people, all plants and animals, even the rocks, the stones, the crystals. Everything on the planet being washed over with this tsunami of love, of light, of oneness. And all of the changes that result from this wave of consciousness as it floods the planet. Know that you, each one, are the catalyst for this tsunami of love, for this consciousness shift. You can call yourselves the conduit of love. Now, if you would allow yourselves to begin to drift back towards your physical body, your consciousness back towards your physical body. And as you enter your physical body, bring that love, that consciousness, that oneness back in. And come now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation. Fully revitalized and refreshed. I am Sananda. I was going to speak with you, share a message with you, but I was asked, you might say, at the last moment, to step aside for for another to be with you. He now has an important message, and yes, maybe even an announcement for you. All of my peace and love be with all of you, from this moment and from every moment forward, from now and forever. I am Sanat Kumara, and I am overjoyed to be able to be with you here at this time, in these moments. For long ago, I shared with my brethren that I would be the one that would take this planet, these people, all of you, through this evolution, through the various calamities, catastrophes, travails that you have all traveled through, that you have all journeyed through. And I made a promise long ago that I would see this through to the end of this age, and into the beginning of the next. And I have fulfilled my promise, just as my dear brother Sananda has as well, and many others. But in my promise, I said I would be the last. I would see this through and be the last one to leave, to move on. And I have fulfilled my promise. For I am the last one to be here with you as these changes continue to move along. And I am here to tell you now that as my promise is coming near to fulfillment, where I will then be able to leave and to go home myself, go home to my dear one, my Venus, who has waited for me for a very long time. Just as you, each one, have those that are waiting for you that you left long ago. And if you feel a tear coming to your eye, it is because you are now remembering. You are remembering those times long ago. And as you remember those times, those moments, those times of intense love for your loved ones, in those times now, it becomes more and more difficult for you to be able to be here and withstand the energies as they continue to shift and change. And as many of you have been acclimating to these energies, preparing for them, some of you are yet having difficulties with this, for these energies are powerful. But you are also powerful, and you must all remember this. You are powerful beyond measure. And just as I made the promise, so too did you all make the promise that you would be here until the end and into the beginning of the next stage. And that next stage is nearly upon us all. You have heard from our dear Ashtar that all is in readiness for those in the ships, those you call the galactics, are there ready to move in a moment's notice. And those of the ascended masters are all ready and waiting always there to give you that nudge, that push forward. But a gentle push, never harsh, always gentle, loving, caring. And all of you now, as you are moving into this new age, and fast moving into this new age, I will add, you are preparing as well, many of you, to go home, many of you to remember, and then be ready to let go and forget. Forget the old travails. Forget the negative parts of your journey. And remember the positives. Remember all that has been good. And much of your journey has been good. So I leave you now with this understanding. And even though you find yourselves now in some difficulties, some negative conditions, where the energies are too powerful at times, know that this is just for a moment yet. For the whispers from all of us continue to come in. Continue to invite you to move forward. Always to move forward, to trudge forward, to reach that finish line that seems to be pulling away from you as you get nearer to it. But yet it is not. It is only in your understanding, in the programming that you have come to understand, that finish line keeps eluding you. But I tell you now, you have all reached that finish line. Just as Sananda has been saying, it is right there in front of you. And it is time now to cross it. To cross it and forget the past. It does not mean to forget your loved ones, but forget the past, the negativity of the past. For it will only continue to hold on to you if you let it. Release now. Release. Let go. Go with the flow. And let the flow take you to your promised land. I am Sanat Kumara, and I will be with you again at what you call your next advance. And I will be there as the great initiator, the one initiator, to initiate all of you as a group, and some of you even as individuals. All of my peace and love be with all of you. I am the beginning and the end, the Alpha and the Omega, just as you all are. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Om. Greetings to you. One who serves here, you can unmute your phones now. We do not have a message. We are going to go directly into your questions. Are you all ready? Unmuted phones? Everybody ready to go?
Not quite. We need to unmute them one at a time as they come along. So,
very good.
Thank you.
We'll give you a moment to do so.
Please. And I will also give the protocols for how to get on. line. So, yes. And thank you. Thank you, one who serves, and Sananda and Sana Kumara for all your support and wisdom. And, well, let me tell you the rundown on the question process here. If you want to ask a question, you'll need to raise your hand by pressing 1 on your keypad. I'll call on you by your area code, and then please tell us your name and where you're located. Ask your question briefly and succinctly, remembering that the more specific your question is, the better the answer is going to be. And please try to keep them to what might be universally appreciated. After your question is answered, press 1 to remove yourself from the queue. So that means press 1, give your name, location, question, give your thank yous, then press 1 again. And incidentally, as most everyone already knows, One Who Serves is a collective of ascended masters who have chosen to act anonymously while teaching us and guiding us through our ascension. They are several, but they are one, as we are all one, together with them. So come on in, and let's get started with emailed questions. Joanna, do you have any other emailed questions there?
Yeah, Zoe, I have 2.
Very good.
So
go ahead.
Let me begin. This is from David from the UK. He said, I am British, and I know that our royal family are part of the Cabal Illuminati and that Princess Diana was killed because she knew too much. Prince William and Henry are displaying a lot of their mother's traits of helping humanity. Is this a ploy? Are they of the light or the dark? And are those coming into the royal family at risk?
What we can tell you about this is much is shifting and changing at this point. There are those of what you call the royal family that have certainly been largely a part of the cabal, a part of the dark forces, but this is beginning to shift as well. Not so much in the ones that are of the older influence here, but those newer ones that are coming in. Certainly the children and those that are the parents of the children. Some of them, not all of them, but some of them are beginning to turn to the light, or they were already always of the light and were not able to be turned to the dark. And this is happening with several of those that are part of this expression, part of this family, you would say, the royal family. Not only here in the United Kingdom, as you are asking, but in other areas as well. Many of the other countries are experiencing this changeover as well. There are those that were even of the darkness that have begun to move toward the light also. And this is a shift of consciousness that is happening and will continue to happen. Now, of course, there are those that are what you would call the holdovers, the stubborn ones, the ones that will not turn to the light no matter how much they are given the opportunity to do so. And this is not for you to change, but you can assist in the process by praying for them, by sending them into the light, inviting them into the light yourselves. As to the direct ones you are asking, we are not going to give that directly because it is not for us to do so. But you can use your own discernment and know the full answer to this as to those ones you are wondering about. But we are not in the process of selecting one individual or another and saying they are of the light or the dark, except in certain circumstances. Okay?
Okay, thank you. The next question is from Stephen. And he says, in the 5D website, which is quite popular, they are recommending when people pass to the other side, the afterlife, that they ignore their spirit guides and not go toward the light, but go in the opposite direction. They say we must escape this prison planet and move into life on the other planes. Is there any truth to this? Because it goes against my beliefs.
There is very much truth to this, not completely, but we will say that this, you can call this a prison planet if you want, but it is what you want it to be. If you think it is a prison planet, then it is. And many here do think that, because you have come here to learn lessons, and learn lessons you have done in many circumstances. But there are those certainly of the dark that are keeping you from learning the greater lessons that are there available to all of you. So we would say that everything is continuing to shift and change, as we say many times, and you are in the process of moving through this. And as you go through the process, if you were to go through the process of dying, and we say if because many of you will not in this particular lifetime, you will live long lifetimes here. This is what is the potential for many of you here. And as you were to go across the other side, or rather we will talk in terms of past here, as you went to the other side in the past, there were those situations where those would manipulate you and hold you into a pattern and keep you in that pattern, keep you in that reincarnation pattern, and come back again and again and again. And in some cases and in some ways, this was purposeful for many of you. But that is all changing now. We have said to you that your karma from past lives is over if you allow it to be over. If you let go of the memories, if you do as Sanat Kumara said, and let go of the past, let go of the old negativity of the past. And if you do this and you were to move across to the other side through the death process, then you would come to a point where there would be many of us who would be there. Those of us, yes, your guides and all of this, but your what you would call your higher level guides that will not lead you astray and will take you into a different light, you might say, not into the light at the end of the tunnel and all of this. For in some cases, yes, that was a trap, and it did draw you into it. But that is all coming to an end here. And as you move through this ascension process, this is going to be completely gone. And you will never have to worry about this again. Okay?
Okay, thank you. Okay, Zoe, that's the only that's the last question from email.
Very good. Okay, let's move right on to area code 832. Hang on 1 second. It's not quite open. 832, you're open now.
Yeah, this is David in Houston.
Yes, David.
Oh, I have a couple of questions. I'm going to try to make one at a time if I have a chance to cover both of them. My first question, it's in reference of mind control technology. So I recently learned that there are control technologies that it's what's causing the members of the cabal to perform all these false flags. It sounds like the Bourne Identity and the Kingsman's movie, you know, where they show a mind control signal and people start killing each other for no reason. Where is that technology located, if it exists, and can that technology be taken out of the hands of the cabal?
That technology certainly does exist and is already in the process of being taken out of the hands of the cabal, as you are saying, and it has been a process that they have been using for some time. It is what you would call an AI influence here, and it has been utilized for some time and has created many of these situations in what you are calling the false flags and all of this. But it is something that now has been taken over by those of the light forces. They now have control over this. So all that is occurring now in these is the last-ditch efforts, you might say, the last gasp of those of the cabal forces. And they are doing only what they have come to know to do, which has worked over and over in the past, but they are even finding now that it no longer works. And this is going to, as we find it in potential possibility-wise, it is going to take an upturn in terms of they will attempt to do this more if they can, and but will not be successful, and it will find they will find that they are out of ammunition, you might say, to do those things that they have always done and are no longer now working. Okay?
Well, where is the technology located?
We cannot give in terms of aware here because it is consciousness. It is everywhere, you might say. Artificial intelligence, AI, is everywhere. And you can be able to say that it has one specific location where it emanates from cannot be done because that is not correct. Yes, there are computers and those types of things which relay this information, relay this frequency, but it is not a central location as you would know it, at least not here on this planet. Okay?
Oh, okay. Okay, thank you very much.
Yes.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, thank you, David. Then the next caller is area code 860.
Hello, this is Irena from Connecticut.
Go ahead.
I have a question. What my connection to Korea in the past life?
You are asking your connection to a Korean influence here. For us to be able to share that with you would be going against what we have always said and what we are about doing. We are not here to tell you who you were in the past or what connection you have to any certain nationalities or influences from the past. We cannot say who you were. We cannot say that you were Cleopatra or anything of this nature, nor would we do it if we could. It is up for you to determine this. It is not up for anyone to share this with you. In other words, if you go to a gypsy or if you go to a fortune teller or whatever that might be, and they tell you you were such and such in a past lifetime, that is for you then to discern if it feels right to you. If it does, then it may be right. If it doesn't, then it is not right. So do not be swayed by another's influence as far as who you were. You must come to this on your own. Now, we will tell you that all of you will, at some point, as the event draws closer and closer here, you will all have the remembrances here of who you were. Much of it will come flooding back to you in your dream state, in your conscious awakening state, as well as influences that will come, synchronicities that will come to you and share these things with you. It may be that you would pick up a book and look in this book and see a certain character in there, and you will realize at that moment that you were that character. You see? This is coming. These types of things, these synchronicities, these remembrances are all coming to you. So for us to suggest that you go and do those past life regressions and things, that is up to you. We are not going to say yes or no to that for you. It is up to you to decide if you need to know who you were in the past. If you feel a certain nationality connection, then it is likely that there is a connection there for you. And that is all we can say on this.
Thank you. I had a feeling that this is what you were going to say. Because I'm sorry. Yes, it's true. Because I feel I have connection to this dad. But I wanted to see if this is what you were going to say. Yes, you definitely. So I'm glad that you mentioned that we're going to have memories will come back to us. This is what I would like to hear. Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yes.
Thanks, sir. All right, next question is from, it's from 562. 562? Hello?
Yes. Yes, that's me. Thank you.
Yes.
This is Christy from. This is Christy from California.
Okay, go ahead.
So my question is to one who serves is around Trump. There's a lot of conversation earlier around him, and I know you had spoken before that he is of light, and I'm fully neutral and accept that. But I'm just wondering if you could expand upon his nature and how he turns people against him, which makes it very difficult for humanity or much of humanity to follow him for doing certain things that he's done, such as separating, you know, children from their parents at the border, things of that nature. It may help, if there's anything you could offer, help us to communicate to those of, you know, what's going on, or not necessarily what's going on, but just some insight into it. You know, perhaps it's his own lessons, I don't know. But if there's anything you could tell us about that for further communications or even our own knowing.
First of all, you used the term he is neutral. He is not neutral. He is not. He is here to do service. He is here for a reason. He is here for a purpose. And his purpose does not allow him to be neutral here. He must be on the side of the people. He must be on the side of what he is considering the right side. And he is doing everything that he can to be in this situation and to create the consternation, or in terms of the division here, is not him doing this. He does not want the division in the country, in the world. He wants the connection. He wants the what he is coming to understand even as what is oneness here. And he is wanting this greatly. But it is those that stand against him that are creating the divisiveness in the world, and certainly in this country. And they are doing everything they can to curtail the efforts that he is making to bring everyone together. He totally believes in united we stand, divided we fall. And he is doing everything that he can to create the situation that brings about the full change over that is necessary in what he calls and what you are all calling the draining of the swamp. He is doing this as much as he can within the conditions that he has to work under. And yes, there are many that are against him, but they are a few that influence the many, if you understand what we are saying here.
Yes, thank you. And I said I was neutral. I didn't say he was neutral, but I totally understand. I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Thank you. All right. Next is, looks like it might be Rhea. Is that you, dear?
Hello. Hello, darling.
Hi.
Hello, one who serves. Hello. Hi. Thank you, Zoe. Hello. Yeah, I just wanted to, it's a kind of a question and kind of not. My son, my older son, Valentino, he described pretty much down to a T that how St. Germain looks, and I've never shown him a picture, in his galactic form this is, and not so much his last incarnation, where yet there are many aspects of him on the planet now. But in the what he's seen in his mind's eye. And I was quite perplexed by that. And then I showed him a picture of what people did think he looks like when he was walking the earth. And he said he looks slightly different now. But my 12-year-old son described him in his galactic form. So I thought that was pretty amazing. I just wanted to kind of touch on that with you. And then I did show him a picture, and he said he's got, like, long brown hair. He's got, like, a little goatee beard still in his galactic form, very tall, very slender, would say he's youngish-looking. But, you know, my 12-year-old boy is seeing this. Is this because the image came into his mind from his higher self, or I'm not too sure what's going on there.
We can tell you that Saint Germain, as well as many of the galactics, many of us as well, have many different visages that we use for whatever purpose is needed at the time. So if Saint Germain is appearing to anyone who would have an understanding or a connection with him, he would appear to them in a way that they could best respond to him. Just as when he is on the ships, he is appearing in the aspect that he is using at that time. Just as all of us as well, when we do our travel to various areas, for instance, when we, those of us, the one who serves, any one of us would be in the Tibetan area, we would appear as the Tibetans there. When we are in the South American area, in the in our Brotherhood Center there, you might say, the secret place of the Brotherhood there, in Lake Titicaca, we would appear there in a more of a South American look, you might say. At one time, one of us did appear to James in this way, and he was shocked that we did not appear Tibetan to him at that point. And we said the same thing to him at that time, that we appear to those who are ready to see us in their mind's eye, or even if it might be in a more physical manner. We appear in the way that they are expecting to have us be with them. Okay.
Can I offer?
Yes. Shoshana wishes to add here.
Oh, hello, hello.
Hello. The one known as Valentino.
Valentino.
Is, has been, and will be many times more part of your incarnations. He knows you as you know him, in a way that is deep, and the understanding is deep. The one known as Valentino reads your thoughts, Rhea. He sees into your mind. He knows your moods. He knows who you are. He's highly connected to you. And often, he is telling you what he sees in your own mind.
So he sees... So he can telepathically communicate with what I'm seeing as well as what he's seeing.
Yes, and you know this. You know this. You know this highly, and you sense it, and you sense the connection.
I do. I sense it's also the connection with Saint Germain as his higher self, 100%. Valentino's higher self.
Well, Rhea, you know this one, and he knows you in the highest sense of knowing.
Absolutely. Yes, definitely. And it's wonderful that a wonderful gifted, our children are so gifted now. These children that are here on the planet are so gifted, and they are leading the way 100%. Thank you so much, Shoshana. I love you so much. I really
Thank
love
you.
You so much. Thank you, wonderful. I love you.
Wonderful now. We move on. Next question here.
Next question is from 203.
Hi, one who serves. This is Michelle. I wanted to ask a question about concerning free will. I was taught that sending the violet flame to people, just random people, you know, that you might be passing on the street or just to anybody and everybody, was a good thing to do. And then there was something that was said in one of your messages a while back that about free will that just got me wondering if that was appropriate, and I got worried, so I sort of backed off on it. And I just wanted some clarity. I usually say that I send them the violet flame in perfect alignment with their divine will and highest good. Could you please let me know if that's okay to do, or if I'm somehow not respecting their free will by doing that?
It is not only okay to do, it is suggested and encouraged to do whenever you have the opportunity. to share the light, spread the light, and whatever happens with that light within that individual happens. It is not up to you to know the result ahead of time or even to expect a certain result. Just send the light. If it is the violet light, yes, send the violet light, the violet flame, and let it do its thing. That is all you can do. Okay.
So I can imagine, you know, just sending it to their heart. And do I even need to say in perfect alignment with their divine will and highest good, or is that just automatically understood?
It is automatically understood. Just send it and let it go.
Thank you. That's a big relief. Thank you. Thank you, One Who Serves.
Yes.
Great question. Thank you. Area 323.
That's me, Josh. Hello, One Who Serves.
Yes.
Recently, in meditations and in some of my healing work, I've been feeling your presence. And was there anything I can do to augment that connection, or is there anything else you wish to share communication directly with me here? It feels like there's been a desire to communicate.
What we can tell you is that your request is going to be granted as you are asking, because there is going to be a closer connection that is going to occur as a result of the reunion that you have with this family of light here. And you are going to experience this when you come together at that next advance. There is going to be some direct communication to you from us, as well as another that is going to share and open to you. It will come either directly through this one, James, or it will come to you in your waking state where you come to this understanding. And it will come as a result of those experiences which you are going to have at this next time in this advance here.
Thank you. Behoove me to cultivate, to attempt to cultivate my ability to channel?
That is a personal journey that you have to look at here. If it feels right to you, if you feel that is the movement that you need to go for, then what we would say is go for it. But we also share with you that the idea of channeling in this respect is going to become less and less as times move along here. Matter is, what we are saying is the need for this is going to become less and less. Certainly after the event, there will be very little need for this, because you will all be directly connected to either those guides that are working with you or directly to your higher God self. And all of you will have this opening to be able to communicate in that respect. And we'll have very little, if no need, to have this type of discourse anymore. In a sense, we are going to be putting the James out of business here at some point here.
Can I just ask a quick follow-up question to what you said? Is the other one who will be communicating to me or through me at the advance, is that Metatron?
We cannot give that at this point, but you will come to understand this, as we said here, at the advance here.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yes.
Well, that falls under the heading of way cool in my book. All right, the next question is from 413.
Hello, this is Lorelei. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Hi, honey.
Awesome, awesome. So, One Who Serves, thank you for being here with us. I have a couple questions, because I've been making these videos for the Ancient Awakenings, and I need to get this right. So, I have heard that, two things. I have heard that people need to be back in their home countries, or it behooves them to be back in their home countries in order to dispense the Jasara funds. So I'm wondering if that's part of the reason why we have such a push on the immigration. And number two, I thought I was told last time that the light body is not physical, but I also heard that Telos, they have a level of physicality there. So I'm wondering, maybe this is a choice thing, like we pass through the ascension, and then we have the ability to either just have all light body or have a level of physicality. Is that what it is? Or?
That is correct. You are on the right track there, but there will be a point where the light body will be literally that. It will become the light body, and you will have the access to be able to create a more physical form as you wish. But that will be a process. It is not going to go from your physical body as you know it now to tomorrow being a light body. That is not what is going to happen for most of you. Maybe a few will experience this, but for the most part, it will be continue to be a process over a time period here. And as you continue to move through this transition, you are getting closer and closer to that connection with your light body, or we will say reconnection with your light body. Now, the other question, please repeat that first part.
I had heard that part of Jisara, in order to dispense the funds for Jisara, people need to be, or it behooves them to be back in their home country. And is that part of the reason why we have the Trump working so hard on the immigration to get people back to their home countries?
No, it has nothing to do with that as we are finding it. The one, President Trump, is working to be in control of the immigration process here, so that has control over the influences that come as a result of this immigration process, if you understand this. And it is not for those all over the world here to find themselves being drawn to another area unless they are being drawn there. And if they feel that connection, if they feel those whispers to them to move, to pick up and move to a new location, then it would behoove them at that time to do so. But it has nothing to do with the announcement of the Nisara, Gisara, nothing at this point for this.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks, Lorelei. The next question appears to be David again. Is that you?
Can you hear me?
David?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you for allowing a second question. This question actually has something to do with the some nonprofit organizations. My wife actually told me that recently she heard that the Boys and Girl Scout organization uses part of their funds to support abortion organizations like Planned Parenthood. If that is true, are they looking to terminate those organizations? I hope they do.
What we can tell you about this is we cannot look at this in either direction here in terms of whether it is right or wrong. That area of what you would call abortion is up to the individual, mostly up to the woman involved here. And it is not for anyone else to dictate to that individual whether or not they should or should not have a baby. It is not, if it were that way, then there would be judgment involved. And there is never a reason to have judgment outside of yourself. The only one to judge you is you. So to understand this more fully, you need to let go of any judgments about this whatsoever. If they are coming from the Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, whatever it might be, that is within their influence, within that program, we would say. And it is not for anyone else to determine whether, yes, it is right to have the abortion or not to have it. And we will tell you, though, that this idea will become less and less important and even a concern over a time period, because the consciousness within the individual, within the collective, we will say, will shift this in the way that it needs to go here. Life is precious. Certainly, life is precious. But when does life begin is what you need to look at here. If you were looking at this particular area of concern, whether it is right or wrong, when does life actually begin? Okay? Anything to add here, Shoshana?
Yes.
We knew that you wanted to say something here. Yes.
And it is important to understand from the perspective of the soul that the soul chooses its lifetime, whether that's a week, a month, a day, 100 years. The soul chooses its lifetime, and no matter what happens through abortion, disease, hunger, whatever it is that terminates the life, the soul has chosen that.
I see.
Yeah.
I see. So it's a matter of accepting that they have chosen to do that. It's not actually involuntarily. It's actually voluntary.
It's all a choice, a plan, a contract, an understanding. Before the soul enters the body, it has an understanding.
I see. I understand. It's kind of hard to grasp, but I understand it because, you know, of course, we've been, you know, those of us that there are pro-life and they're loving each other, you know, seeing those things happening to, you know, just to children or whatever, or maybe infants or fetuses, it's just hard to grasp because it hits the heart pretty bad. So, but we have to understand that it is a decision made way they actually incarnate way before.
Yes, David. Thank you.
Thank you.
And we will add that, as we said, life. When does life begin? Life begins when the consciousness comes into the form. It does not begin at gestation. It does not begin as it is evolving within the womb. Not until consciousness enters the body. You see?
I see. Yeah. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. And God bless you all. And
God bless you.
Yes. We will take, are there any further questions here?
Actually, no.
Very good.
We are at the end point here.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Then we will end with this. You all are doing marvelously. You are all doing wonderfully. That is what we want you to leave here with, the knowing that you are special in a way here. You are special to yourselves. You don't need to worry about being special to anyone else. Just special to yourselves. And if you feel that way, that you are special to yourselves, then your transition as you are moving through it will become much, much easier as you move along. Do not be concerned what others are thinking about you or what you say or how you do it or whatever it might be. Just be concerned with how you feel about how you are living your life. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
Shanti. Thank you so much. And thank you all for joining us today. We're glad you came. The beautiful energy that contributed propels us all forward in our missions. So come every Sunday. To join us, sign up at www.meetup.com/ancient awakenings. Please RSVP there to attend the Sunday group meetings in person or by phone. Our website is www.ancientawakenings.org. Check it out for the archives of the Sunday call recordings and transcriptions, which I always recommend you go to if you're new to the group, and especially if you've asked a question. Go back and listen to the recording a second time. You often get a lot more out of it that second or even third time around. Facebook is ancientawakenings.org and Ancient Awakenings on FB, as in Facebook. And our once-a-month blog talk call is the place for aspiring members, so please invite anyone who would be served by this. You can find these call recordings on blogtalkradio.com/ancientawakenings-prepare-for-change and also on our website. And since you can participate in the blog talk call by phone or VoIP or online, it's a great avenue for anyone anywhere in the world. So that's it for me, James. Would you like to take back now?
Yeah, I just want to ask if anyone had anything specifically they wanted to share about the meditation, specifically to start with.
If you have anything that you would like to talk about, can you raise your hand by pressing 1, please?
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. I forgot. I forgot they're not on there. Never mind.
You know what?
That's okay.
I could just open everybody. If everybody is just willing to treat it as a normal Sunday call and, okay, these are all getting opened. So if anybody has anything to say, jump in.
Yeah, this is David Houston.
I'm sorry, David?
Yeah, this is David Houston. I'd like to say that meditations are very, very useful. I've learned how to meditate through this group, and I think very positive things have happened in my personal life, in my higher self, in my self-being, since I've been listening to this meditation and practicing. So I think it's great.
Okay, thank you, David. Appreciate hearing that. There's a lot of noise on the background there. This might not work, Zoe. I don't think this is going to work, so.
All right.
Need too much
okay.
noise.
Well, it
all right. Popped.
If anybody wants to pop in, if your line's still open, go ahead. Otherwise, they're all getting closed here.
Okay. So, we'll just end now. I appreciate everybody being with us. Thank you so much, Zoe and Vita Athena, for doing what you do, and you both do it so well. Thank you so much. I want to thank Shoshana, Joanna, and Shoshana for jumping in there a couple of times. And I don't know if you guys heard it or not, or what you heard, but it was pretty astounding to me what Shoshana Kumara said about the fact that he's fulfilled his promise. That was interesting.
Absolutely.
So, we can talk about that next Sunday, though.
I mean, that sounds like a timeline if I've ever heard one.
Yes, like it does. Yeah, it's because he's made a promise a long, long time ago that he would be mm-hmm. here till the end, and what he's basically saying is we're nearing the end. So
yeah.
He's ready to go home too.
I don't know if it's actually nearing the end or is at the end. It sounded like
yeah.
it was done.
It is done.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's going home to his beloved twin flame Venus.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And I'll be going home to mine too.
And that was beyond bringing a tear to my eye. I was pretty close to sobbing there.
And now when he said, "I know this brings a tear to," I've already had the tears in my eyes.
Yeah.
I was boo-hooing. Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, he's
yep.
right in there, isn't he? Boy.
Yeah. So that
All right,
was
so,
a great one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unexpected, too, because Sananda
mm-hmm.
stepped aside for him. All right, so anyway, I'll go ahead and end here now. So, again, appreciate everybody being with us, and have a great week, and we'll see you all next Sunday.
Thank you. Love you all. Bye-bye.
Love you all. Bye-bye.
That's it for us. Thank you, everybody. Love you all. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.